During his Wednesday audience this week, Pope Benedict had a very special greeting for the president of Caritas Internationalis, Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga of Honduras, and members of the executive board and representative council of the Global Catholic Organization.
I am pleased to greet Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, president of Caritas Internationalis, together with members of the executive board and the representative council. Your presence here today expresses your communion with the success of Peter and your readiness to welcome the new juridical framework of your organization. I thank you for this, and I am certain that the new structures will support and encourage your important service to those most in need. Thank you.
As Caritas Internationalis president, Cardinal Maradiaga received updated statutes and rules and a general decree from the Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, on behalf of Pope Benedict, May 2nd last. The revised statutes and rules provide a legal basis reflecting the new standing of Caritas as a public canonical juridical personality bestowed by Blessed John Paul II in 2004. The new statutes formally recognizes that Caritas carries out its charitable activities in the name of the Catholic Church and strengthens its working relationship with the Holy See. The Representative Council is meeting 15th to 17th May in Rome, followed by the first meeting of the Executive Board. On Tuesday evening, Cardinal Rodriguez Maradiaga attended a photo exhibition sponsored by the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See, titled Women at Risk, Images from Nepal, during which he spoke to Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti about one of the major concerns for Caritas Internationalis worldwide, the challenges and risks that many migrants, particularly women, face.
Especially trying to inform them of the risks, of the problems they will find, not looking to the migration as going to the paradise. Many times they are defeated by those who, with bad intentions, take them out of the country. Many times they lose their passports because they are taken by the people who took them there. And so Caritas as well is not only trying to make the conscience of the people who will migrate, but of the others as well. Those who hire one of these ladies in order to help in the homes and do not follow the law. They are not paying what is just. They are just keeping them as slaves or captives. And in other places, I know many places where they are, since the situation of migration is not regular, they are threatening them to be denounced. And this is really very unfair. So this is why Caritas has one of these programs.